Well, of course, it's in the final stages of preparation, being a Thursday for the Unconformity Festival over the weekend. And this morning I'm joined in the studio by the Artistic Director of the Unconformity, Mr. Travers Teddy. Good morning, sir.
Morning, mate.
Well, you look pretty relaxed, I might say, in heading up to the weekend. Do you feel relaxed?
The calm exterior might hide a bit of bit of tension in the background, but yeah, we're all systems go today, as everyone can see in the main street.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Orr Street is completely closed off. I did hear about that last night because my wife came home from work and she did mention it to me. So I had to do a slight detour to work. Oh, gee, that was annoying. No, it's okay. I'm only kidding. It was fine. So yeah, so just let everybody know the whole restriction of the roads around at the moment.
Yeah, it's been 3 years since we've had events in the main street and had that road closure, and you know, we blocked it off from 5 p.m. last night because this you know, the big feedback from the last festival was to return to the main street, bring everything back into the main street.
Yep.
From a food and music and entertainment point of view, so we're doing that.
Yep.
And we're going to use the whole main street, and to bring in that level of infrastructure needed that little bit of an extended window to bump it all in.
Yeah.
But what we've been doing is, you know, we've been providing letters to local Main Street business owners, and they've been letting us know stock delivery times and just working in to make sure that it's less, you know, as less disruptive as possible.
Yeah.
And, you know, people can still walk through there. It's not like the main street is closed off fully for people to be there. You can still walk in. All the shops are still open.
Yeah, yeah.
We've also, council have turned Hunter Street into, from a 2-hour parking spot into an 8-hour parking spot, which is really helpful.
Absolutely.
And, you know, if people are wanting to shop, for example, at the railway IGA, they can drive up to Stitch Street near the post office, and they can park literally about 20 metres away from it still. And, you know, on the flip side, the pharmacy is about 50 metres away if they park. So we've been talking with all those business owners. They're all really happy with this. And, you know, I know that it does cause a bit of, you know, comment because it is different. But my sort of appeal, I suppose, is that, look, you know, the festival, you know, comes around every 2 years normally, this time 3 years. So if we can put up for you know, 4 days of a little bit more walking, that would really be really beneficial. Yeah,
I think also I like the idea of having it set up in the main street the whole way because it gives that sense of community and that it is a festival. And I think that creates a better atmosphere, actually.
Yeah, we want foot traffic up the main street because that means that people are they're walking into those shops and they're spending money, and that's the whole idea of it. So, the whole main street, and let's face it, it's one of the most iconic parts of the whole town, just that main street with stuff in it. So, yeah, we heard that feedback loud and clear last time, and we're doing our best to make the main street feel really active this year.
Excellent. Now that's really good. All right. Now, unfortunately, the weather forecast isn't favouring us a little bit this year. You did tell me before we came on air that it has in the past, but it's maybe the first one that it isn't quite as good.
Would you believe, after 10 years of putting on this festival, this is our sixth, and we've never had rain forecast to this extent. But we've always known it's a possibility because it's Queenie, so... Yeah, we're just telling people, well, that's Queenstown. You've got to bring a coat.
Like, surely we're used to it by now. I mean, I've only been here 10 months. I'm used to it already.
Totally. So, you know, one thing we aren't doing like we used to do in those very early festivals, if anyone can remember, we used to bring these really large white marquees into the main street, and, you know, they cost, you know, upwards of 20 grand to bring them in, and we decided a long time ago, no, that's just, you know, that's just too much.
Yeah.
So... we've got the main street. It'll be laid out. We're expecting sort of showers of rain in between times. We'll be wiping down all the benches.
Yeah.
People can jump under the awnings. This one's a little bit more like just embrace the elements, I think, to have a good time.
Well, just to put it into perspective, I'm just going to be a little bit mischievous here. My wife and I attended the, what was it called, One Electric Day concert at the Country Club in Launceston a few years ago, and it rained the whole entire day, and people just stayed there because John Farnham was the last act on, and people stayed there and didn't mind a thing. We had these ponchos on. Vanessa Amorosi came out on stage with a poncho as well, so ponchos are a good thing. If you're worried about the weather, bring your poncho on. So, yeah, no, look, I think it'll be okay. Okay, well, that's okay. We can deal with the weather. Just tell us a bit what Crib Road is all about.
Yeah, so I guess we those very early festivals we put on, we realised pretty quickly that when we book out Queenstown with people and people come from Strawn and places like that, the town struggles to feed everyone because of the volume of people.
Yeah.
So we had some of those early festivals where at 7 o'clock at night audiences were struggling to find food.
Mm.
And so we knew from about 2014 onwards that stallholders were something we needed to start doing. And since then we've actually lost a bit more capacity because the Mount Lyell Motor Inn's not open and that, you know, had a big capacity. So
yes,
what we do is we have stallholders who come into the main street. We try our best to bring Northwest Coasters down where possible. That's not always possible, but that's something we aim for. And we always compliment, so we make sure that we don't bring a pizza stallholder because we know that Darren in Delish or, you know, Get to Burgery now, does pizzas.
Yeah.
So we try and be really complimentary. And, you know, everybody's just expecting that everyone's going to have pretty good turnover. And so there'll be stall holders. It'll be a licensed area so people can buy a drink while they're in there. And we've got over 16 hours of music, free music, being played by a whole bunch of musicians on the stage. There's over 50 musicians through a combination of Tassie musicians and local musicians who are just performing for free in Crib Road across the whole weekend.
That's amazing that they've been able to do it for no cost, yeah.
Absolutely. It's our gesture to, you know, be in the main street and have a cracking good time. And
exactly.
The schedule for the musicians is on the website on the Crib Road page if anyone wants to see when they're performing.
Obviously, I'm a newbie to the West Coast, and I've never encountered the Unconformity before, but there's heaps of things going on. Would this be the biggest that you've put on?
Oh, it's about the same size.
Okay.
And, you know, on purpose, we've always programmed a lot because we like the idea that people are just crisscrossing around the whole town. You know, so this year we'll have people, you know, going up to the industrial estate and they'll be entering into a space that's not commonly accessed by people in this working zone to see a big sort of experimental work there. We've got, you know, a car body sculpture work, which has been turning heads just near the Mount Lyell office. People can go down to the old South Queenstown Primary School, which is now privately owned, but it's been sort of taken over a component of it with plants and stuff built in, and tons of rock have been brought inside the school as this sort of installation. People can go throughout the 24 venues in the local artist trail. They can be in the town centre. You can go to the town hall and see the youth art project. So the whole idea of the Unconformity is that people can almost choose their own adventure.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, when we want people to leave, if they've come here from elsewhere, we want them to be on the highway saying, what the hell was that? That was intense. That was amazing.
Yes.
Because that's what Queenstown is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I just think it's fantastic because there's so much of the art down here. It's a big part of, I've said this to you before, it's a big part of the West Coast and particularly Queenstown. We've got a number of little shots like that up here. So I just think it's fantastic. It is one, if not the biggest day of the year, I think, for the West Coast. And it brings it alive. It puts it on the map. I think the rest of Tasmania knows about it now, which is really good. You've done a really good job, I think, in actually promoting it throughout the state as well. So you need kudos for that.
Oh, well, it's, you know, when you look at, we've still got an original committee of people who were here when we started. You know, it's such a huge team effort. When you count between all the artists, there's over 60 local artists in the trail, all the volunteers, all the crew. There's over 400 people involved.
Yeah.
That's incredible, especially from those early days. So it's a big team effort and everyone's doing a cracking job at the moment.
Good on everybody who's involved, Rick as well, and the council I know have been heavily involved in it. They always are. So, it's just fantastic. And without you guys, it wouldn't continue. So well done. Obviously, the COVID situation is always an ongoing concern, and particularly with the recent, not cases, but reportings of people not doing the right thing, the recent one from the guy, the 31-year-old from New South Wales in Hobart. You are in regular contact with public health. Obviously, it just needs to happen, doesn't it?
Yeah, look, we, you know, the whole thing about this year's festival, it needs to be safe.
Yeah.
And it's not safe for audiences, you know, in isolation. It has to be safe for the whole community here. And we've got a COVID safety plan, which, you know, we got elevated to be a level 3 event, which means highest risk level as an event, because they knew that the regional nature of Queenie meant that we needed to take it very seriously.
Yeah.
And so our COVID safety plan had to go to the Director of Public Health, and he signed off on it with no amendments. So he's really happy with it. they told us no masks need to be worn, which is a really great thing because people thought for a while that might be a thing.
Mm.
And so yesterday when we saw that this 31-year-old was skipping out of quarantine and doing what he shouldn't have, we were talking to public health and we're alert to it, but we're not alarmed. You know, we've got a festival to put on, and if anything changes on our end, we'll be swift with it and communicating it, but we're not expecting that at this stage.
Okay, but there are security guards and that sort of thing around for the place for people's protection as well.
Yeah, I think there's over 5 security guards spread between different locations in the town, so that's just for, you know, as part of normal licensing.
Well, I think you've got it all covered, and there's, as we say, there's heaps on. People just go to the Unconformity website to check out all the programs.
Yep, absolutely. Theunconformity.com.au. You know, and only, you know, 3/4 of the programs are free to access. So if somebody missed out on a ticket to an event they liked, then there's so much more extra to do as well. So hope people have a good weekend.
Exactly. Do you have a favourite of the ones that are coming up, or is that a tough one?
I'm really looking forward to the Colosseum, which is in the main street. And this is a projection based. There's going to be a big gravel sort of circle in the main street. And look out for some luminaries of Queenie who are going to be projected onto the surface. Not naming names, but Bern Bradshaw and Joan Evans might get a bit of a run there.
Okay.
So if you want to see them in stunning form in screen, in the projection, get into the main street and check it out from 8 o'clock, 8:30 onwards each night.
Great. Thank you, Travis, for joining us today. Well done to you. Without you guys, as I say, it wouldn't go ahead. You're already doing an amazing job. So I can see that you're really happy with it. So, and if you're happy, I think the rest of the West Coast is happy. So, yeah, well done. And thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, mate.
No worries. Travis Titty, the Artistic Director of the Unconformity Festival, joining us this morning here at 7XS.